Someone asks, I've had a yearning to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael since becoming Purim 12 years ago. My wife has never been to Eretz Yisrael until this year, and therefore could not make a commitment. Now that she has visited, she still will not seriously consider moving. I'm so uncomfortable living in Chutz Laaretz and suffering such strong pangs to live in her heart that I even considered compelling my wife to move under the threat of divorce. This is something I do not want to do, as I love my wife, but my love of her Eretz is equally as strong. What should I do? Another question, I believe that the Ruchnius, my family and I, would be improved by living in Eretz Israel. However, I have no idea how we would survive financially in the long term. Is it better that we pursue improved spirituality, making Aliyah at the potential destruction of our financial security, or remain in Chutz Laaretz where the economy is better? The mitzvah of living in Eretz Israel is like all mitzvahs, it has its parameters, has its limitations. The ability to exist financially is one of the limitations that would permit one not to fulfill this mitzvah. Under the circumstances, shalom bayis is a very important thing, and destroying shalom bayis to move to Eretz Israel also may not be the proper thing. You should speak to a rav that knows you and knows your situation, and get direction as to whether at this point in your life fulfilling this mitzvah is incumbent upon you, or because of your specific situation is not something that you should think of at this point, or until you're able to solve some of the problems that doing this mitzvah would incur you financially and shalom bayis wise. But it's important that you speak to someone who knows you, who knows the situation, and can give you good advice.